WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Joining us by phone from Bangkok is Stan Sesser, a journalist who writes about Asia. We're talking about Singapore. Earlier, we heard from the country's founding prime minister, Lee Kuan Yew. As a journalist, what are some of your observations of press restrictions in Singapore for foreign journalists who might be inclined to be more critical of Lee Kuan Yew than Singaporean journalists would be?
Well, I think that, first of all, the first problem that they're facing is the problem of domestic dissent, and their major concern is keeping the press in line. So Singapore just this year got the idea that the global economy, globalization, which Singapore wants to be a big part of, requires competition in the media. So Singapore declared that the government-owned company that publishes all of Singapore's newspapers could now have competition, but from only one source, from the government-owned TV station, which is now free to run a newspaper. So there's no press freedom at all, and in the past, when a foreign publication has gotten out of hand, as the Wall Street Journal, Far Eastern Economic Review, and a couple of others did, if they feel that the criticism was too serious, they bar that publication from circulating in the country.
What do you think other countries can learn from Singapore's successes and failures?
Well, Singapore is a very unusual place because it's a place where the government totally runs the economy in a way very similar to the way communist governments ran the economy in previous years. But unlike communist governments, this government is very smart. Their policies have worked, and worked probably more successfully than free enterprise works. I don't think any other country could duplicate this with, for instance, when the Asian economic downturn hit a couple of years ago, and all the other airlines were cutting back their flights. Singapore Airlines, in the middle of this downturn with no one flying airplanes, hugely expanded their flights and bought new airplanes. And now that the Asian economy is recovering, Singapore Airlines is dominant in Asia. They're very, very smart, but they're so smart that I don't think that there's another country that could duplicate that.
Because the leaders might not be quite as smart.
Right. I mean, it's and also they learn from their mistakes. If they do something that doesn't work, they admit it and try something else. They're very, very good at that. And so Singapore is unique. Any other government trying what the Singaporean government has done would be so heavy-handed that it would arouse lots of opposition, and they couldn't do with the economy what the Singaporean government has done.
Stan Sesser is a journalist who writes about Asia. He spoke to us from Bangkok.